W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's a potentially pivotal day for former President Donald Trump. He must secure a bond for a nearly $500 million fraud judgment or risk enforcement. And ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York says that's not his only major legal event.
Donald Trump never has really faced a day quite like this. The whole predicament over the possibility of his assets being seized. And he's coming here to court on the very day for a hearing in the case that accuses him of concealing a sex scandal from voters in 2016. By falsifying business records.
The Kremlin does not deny the four suspects in Friday's attack in Moscow have been tortured. Two have pleaded guilty to the attack that left more than 130 dead. ISIS-K has claimed responsibility. L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani said he'll address reporters for the first time since his interpreter was fired after questions about more than $4 million in payments from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. This is ABC News. It's usually the goal of any vacation, recharge a little bit. But now some people are taking that seriously and heading to resorts that put a priority on sleep.
I thought it was a very relaxing experience.
It's called sleep tourism. The goal? To help you improve the quality of your slumber. We spoke to sleep tourists on a visit to Florida.
I had been traveling too much.
They spent two nights at a wellness resort that offers special packages to improve your rest.
I slept on one of these new beds. It tracks your deep sleep, your light sleep, your REM.
The CDC recommends we get a minimum of 7 hours of sleep per night.
ABC's Rihanna Nally, a recent survey shows 14% of adults feel tired or exhausted on most days. And a rare moment in the world of golf as Robbie Shelton hit an albatross, a double eagle at the Valspar Championships. On average, pro golfers hit one about every 6,000 rounds. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher is resigning. His last day in Congress will be April 19th. Gallagher told the Journal Sentinel that he plans to enter the private sector and spend more time with his family. Due to the timing of his resignation, no special election will be held, and the seat will remain vacant until voters decide on his replacement in November. Governor Tony Evers signed another 44 bills into law on Friday. Among them is a bill that makes it a felony for school staff members to commit an act of sexual misconduct against a student. That includes any verbal or physical conduct that could be considered sexual in nature. Evers said that he's happy to sign the bill, but isn't happy that the bill is needed. Another bill signed into law further restricts strip searches of students by school officials. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks silence the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a decisive win at home over the Oklahoma City Thunder, 118-93. Giannis with 30 points says it was great having Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton all back at the same time.
You know, Chris was back, Dan was back, and they had the ball majority of the time. So it was, you know, it was a good day. Hopefully, I can keep it up.
March Madness, Marquette with an 81-77 win over Colorado, Tyler Kolek on getting the Golden Eagles back to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2013.
And even for this group, you know, we feel like it's been a long time coming. You know, I told the guys before the game, this moment has been in our nightmares and we're not running from it anymore.
Baseball, the Brewers clobbered the Diamondbacks 14-4. Milwaukee with six home runs. Sal Frelick, Rhys Hoskins, Willie Adames had three home runs.
It's a good feeling, man. It's a good feeling just to, you know, I know you always want to have a great feeling going into the season, and I think that that's what today did.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We could get an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tomorrow into tomorrow night. 46 today, little breezy with a southeast wind gusting to near 30. More rain could be heavy at times tonight, low of 44. Tomorrow cloudy, rain 57 with rain changing to a little light snow by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Either Trump is broke or he's lying to the court. Either way, we'll talk about it on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Tune in to the Monday edition, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Well, it's another week. It's time to ride into spring this morning with our text to win keyword. It's your shot to play along in the statewide contest. You could win a Chula Vista getaway as well as the grand prizes that include a bike, blender, and a patio love seat. So this is this hour's keyword. Get set to text this in. Download the Civic Media app right now. Choose your station, WISS or WGBW, and text the word vacation, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. This hour's word is vacation. Text that in right now. You'll qualify for the chance to win that Chula Vista getaway and also go into the drawing for the grand prize, including that bike, blender, and patio set. Right into spring today at 10 o'clock with Jane and Greg, 1 o'clock with Todd Alba, and 3 o'clock with Maggie Dawn. Ride into spring in the statewide contest with Civic Media. Now back to Mino and the Mayor with John Mino, and this morning, Kathy Larkin.
Thank you very much. Maggie Dawn, I like that name.
Nice, right?
I like it. Is that a radio name?
No, that's her actual name.
Really?
Yeah.
So yeah. You'd have to think her mom was a big fan of Rod
Maggie?
Stewart.
Oh.
And
Tony Orlando.
No.
That's what I said.
No.
Don.
No.
Don Delta. Yes. Helen Reddy.
Yeah, well, Helen, I was going to say, what's her name? The other one.
Tanya Tucker.
Tanya Tucker. Oh. Yes. I think she
Tanya
did it
Tucker.
I love Tanya Tucker.
Tanya
back
Tucker.
In the day.
I used to play country music, and Tanya Tucker was a one I played a lot of.
I saw her at the Escanaba State Fair when she was like 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes, that's kind of scary, actually. Was she married?
I was 16, too.
Was she married?
No.
Oh,
but
that's surprising.
I've got a friend who used to work at a golf course in Phoenix, big-time golf. And Glenn Campbell used to come there.
Oh, I loved Glenn Campbell.
Well, he was having some issues at that time.
Yeah.
And I guess they had some...
You have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say you was meeting him here today?
Try to keep up, Kath.
Okay.
To his mansion in the sky.
I think Tanya had a better version, don't you think?
Who?
Yeah.
Tanya had a better version.
She had more of that twang.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot more of the twang.
You gotta have the twang.
You gotta have the twang. If you don't got the twang, you ain't got
nothing.
I've always said that.
That's pretty much your motto.
Yeah, you
isn't
have.
It?
You have always said that.
I've always.
I remember
had a twang.
That.
Yeah, remember that.
You always would say
I'm
that.
I'm gonna get that tattooed on my
it
neck.
It got like old. You'd say it so much.
I know.
Got annoying.
I know. That was my calling card. Yes. Gotta have the twang. No, I liked her. Did you play? Okay. Did you play like every format there is, every genre of music that there is?
Not jazz or that, but I did country when it was country western.
Where?
Still. In Green Bay.
Did you?
Yeah. That was my first job.
I didn't know that.
In the old WGEE, which was country at the time.
Yes.
I came and did overnights, and then I
at
moved
the
to nights.
Building?
Yep.
Wow.
When there was still a bowling alley in the basement, and you could have a beer.
I'm going to say this, and I mean this. I give you and Katie and some of the other people all the credit in the world. Whoever worked overnights in that old creepy building.
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah.
I did for a while.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that was kind of... There was things that went on in that building late at night, though.
Katie
that I know about that I'll never say.
Oh, yeah, well, other things like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is that was a creepy old building. Because I remember,
especially when you had to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
And you had to go out into the hall.
Yes.
And go either up a stairs or down a stairs sometimes in the middle of the night.
Larry McCarron also used to call it the Godfather bathroom because it reminded him the old fixtures were almost like, remember the Godfather where they hid the gun
yeah.
in the tank?
Yes.
And it came out and he shoots Salazzo in the restaurant?
Yep. I love those movies.
Oh, me too. But he said that's what we call it, the Godfather bathroom.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was those old, it's a cool building.
Yeah.
But when you're there all night
yeah.
in a great big building like that,
yeah.
downtown, it was a little
yeah.
scary.
There's a little bit of, you know, we were talking a little bit before the show about how I do ghost investigations and stuff
uh-huh.
like that. There's kind of a theory about schools, and that was an old school.
Oh.
And so there's a theory that energy, the highs and lows of growing up and being stressed out, kind of gets stuck in those buildings. So I would not be surprised if there's something going on there.
Katie swears, I felt terrible one time. Actually, I came back from a Green Bay game, and I had to bring in some piece of equipment back for something. It was busted, and so they needed to fix it first thing in the morning, whatever. So I went to the station, and I walk in, and not thinking. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I just opened the door, walk into the IXX studio, and I wasn't giving somebody, and they screamed.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that, honestly. And it's like, what an idiot I was to not let them know I was coming. Because
like,
it's
hey,
total
it's
size,
me.
This whole thing, and I'll never forget that. And I yeah. thought, ooh.
You'd go down to the break room to get something, you come back, and if you heard, and all of a sudden somebody's there.
Somebody else is
oh,
there, you
yeah.
know, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That was a freaky place. But
for more reasons than that, even.
I know, right? Well, you know more
kidding.
About the freaky things that happen. Right? But it's funny, the old-time radio we're talking about, you used to do spin the records, Todd spun the records, and again, you want to talk about a business that evolved from... which was forever. That's how they did it. So it's not like yep. it was the dark ages. That's just how it was done.
Records.
The advances in radio is truly unbelievable over the last even 25 years, isn't it?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just, and just the fact that, you know, radio's online.
Yeah.
Now.
And look at us. People can watch us.
Yeah. Facebook, all of
but
that.
But did you, when you did radio, when you went into it, did you have like a personality you wanted? Because you got to admit this, there's a lot of radio people we've met. And TV, where turn that mic on and they are magic. Hey, good morning. How are we doing out there? Hey, 37 degrees in Green Bay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then afterwards, you talk to someone. Hey, what'd you do this weekend? Nothing.
Nothing.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Their personalities
the
are
one,
totally different.
Isn't this the one job, Todd, that you can be two different people? You can be a different person, entirely different person on the air versus off the air.
I think so. And I think a lot of introverts get into it.
Yes.
Because it's a way yep. to not be an introvert when you're on the air.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. But you really don't want to be around people. So it's perfect.
yeah. Because you know? You don't have to be.
Right.
Yes.
Until the boss tells you have to go out and do a live appearance and
well, that's
somewhere.
Like me and Larry, who we used to go out once in a while and have a beer. And and he used to say, Mino. I want you to sit next to me. Why is that? Because you're a man of the people. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, yep.
I hate people.
Yep.
I just talk to them.
Yep. When I'd see Larry out, I would just leave him alone.
Just leave him alone.
Hey, Larry. Bye.
So the first time I met Kathy, I was not.
I can see. But here's what Larry said. Oh, he's still playing those little records?
I went to a concert
in
Milwaukee.
That's what they say to Murph. You're still playing those little records?
Went to a concert in Milwaukee. It was Luther Vandross and somebody else, some girl group. I can't remember who it was, like TLC or something like that.
Yep. Oh, I love yep. TLC.
And you were down there with Doug.
Chasing yep.
doing
waterfalls.
Something with the listeners.
Yep.
And I walked right up to her and I said, hi, I'm Todd Michaels. You know, I want to be in radio.
Did you really?
I did.
Did I try to talk you out of it?
You seem scared.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
You got another those freaky eyes. You honestly did. You went up to Kathy and said, you want to be in radio? How do I get into radio?
I was already in radio kind of at that
okay.
point, but then later on we ended up working together. But yeah, I saw her at a concert down in Milwaukee.
Wow. Yep.
I do remember that now, Todd. I would have forgotten that if you didn't bring it up.
Well, you're getting old. I mean,
I know.
It's just,
I only have so much room up here.
That's right.
I can't remember everything.
Well, I will say this. Charlie from Y100 sent me a picture the other day of, said, hey, 11 years ago tonight, we're at Bob Seger. And it's like, 11 years?
That was 11 years went
11
by?
Years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, it goes faster.
It does. But there's so many events you do. And, you know, you God bless the people because, hey, do you remember you did that one thing at so-and-so? And it's like, what thing, where, what, you know, something that happens because you do so many different things.
Yep.
But the thing that I remember most of the different events we would always do,
the one that you were always on fragile ice, like which way it's going to go, if you ever had to do anything at a bar surrounding a Packer game.
Oh,
because some of those people would get, we'd do that thing at the bar, and I think we did Stadium View in different places.
Yep.
And you had live mics.
Yep.
And you know what?
Not much of a delay system.
There was none. And if something bad got on, it was your fault.
Yep.
Those were always the ones that I was nervous about. Those were always
absolutely
the ones. Yes.
Even I was nervous about myself sometimes, especially when I was doing Packer tailgate parties.
You
out
had a couple
before
of
a game. Yeah. I'd be like, remember, you're on the air.
You did that for a lot of years too, didn't
you?
Yeah.
Oh, games. All kinds of weather and going out there in the freezing cold weather.
Yeah.
But it was still, they're great memories, and I got to do a lot of things I never would have done.
Who did you interview that you find memorable?
Donny Osmond.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. That would be one of my top five.
I would like to meet Marie.
Well, sure.
Well,
that makes
sense.
Well,
I mean that in a bad way.
No,
but I had a huge crush on her when I was a junior in high school. And she appeared on some show, I don't know what it was, and she sang Paper Roses.
Oh, yeah.
But she had a little bit of a lisp kind of thing. It was Paper Roses.
And you fell in love with that, didn't you?
Yes.
That vulnerability that she had.
Yes.
Yes, I can see that.
I had such a crush on Marie Osmond.
Yep. Yeah. And I did on Donnie. So even as an adult, he came to, that was the WQLH days, he came into the studio, and I knew he was coming and all that, and I never got real starstruck at all, because to me, people are people. But when he came in, luckily I had written down, which I never do, I actually had prepared some questions and stuff, luckily, because when he sat across from me, like Todd is right now, only even closer,
I'm the same way.
Went dumbstruck.
I'm terrible.
I just was like,
But he was. He also played along really well, didn't he?
He did.
He played along with every joke.
He basically ran the interview for me till I could get my act together.
Yeah.
But I have a picture of him hugging me and everything, so I still have that.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, next time we talk to Murph, all you got to do is say, Murph, what's the, you can even do the thing, Todd, just say, Murph, what's the only time Mino was flustered and had a hard time getting out a question in all of his radio work? And it would be when some really hot musical guest would be in the studio.
Yep.
I remember some of these country, like Jesse James. Remember Jesse James?
Yep.
Who became the big thing? Whatever. Yep. I would stutter and stammer. I don't know why.
Because
like
you love music and you wish you could do it. And it's something that you really think is amazing that people can do.
Yes.
So when you're actually confronted with it right there, you just
I'm with you. Isn't that crazy? I'm with you.
Donny Osmond.
Who else did you talk to that was cool?
From up north, Dumb and Dumber. The actor.
Jeff.
What's his last name? Yeah, I can't think of it. Jeff Daniels.
Okay.
He was really cool, down to earth, funny, laid back.
Okay.
Gosh, there's
we
so
did
many.
Priscilla Presley
George
one time.
Strait, I got to talk to
really?
And meet.
Oh, I'd love to meet George Strait.
You know, I mean, Katie Lang. Gosh, I'm trying to think of all the, especially in country, I got to meet a lot of.
See, I would I love country. I'm a country. Yep. I'm classic rock and country, and I would love to meet those old country people. I'd love to meet George Strait.
Yeah.
How about you, Todd?
Oh, as far as great ones?
Yeah.
Eminem.
You met Eminem?
Was the first station in the country to play his record when he came out. And he was supposed to be in the studio during my show in the afternoon.
Where was this?
In Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
And he didn't show up on time because he went to the new Star Wars movie that came out. So I was ticked off.
And you're ticked off when you met him.
Yeah,
that's funny.
And his press guy said, don't talk about his mom because he was in a big...
Yeah.
And I did.
Oh!
Todd!
Loved
you
it!
You rebel!
Loved it! Wow.
Don't
you guys
talk
met
about
Cole
his mom.
Oh.
So, how's your mom?
Shh, quiet. Coming up now, Paper Roses, Marie Osmond.
I realize the way your eyes deceive me.
It's like butter.
Tender looks that I mistook for love.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
No matter our background, race, or zip code, all Wisconsinites want elected officials who will champion our rights, hear our voice, and fight to improve our beautiful state. On April 2nd, vote for local officials, judges, and the presidential nominee who best fits your values. Visit vote411.org to learn about the candidates and questions that will be on your ballot. So let's come together and voice our vote on April 2nd to create a better Wisconsin for everyone.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
And once again, text to win, ride into spring. That word this hour, if you didn't get it before, the word you want to text in on the Civic Media app is vacation, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. You want to text in to win for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway and a grand prize, including a bike, blender, and maybe even a patio love seat. That word this hour, you've got till 8 o'clock to get it in, is V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, vacation. Then coming up at 10 o'clock, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach have another word for you on Matinair on Air. Todd Alba has one at 1 o'clock, and Maggie Dawn has one at 3. She's running back to the studio. We're talking about Kathy Larkin, who's in this week, or at least this morning, with John Mino on Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin. If you've been waiting to replace broken windows and doors, or you want to revitalize your home with a new look, now's the time to get her done, because now until March 31st, zero interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Give them a call. Get an estimate. Have them come in, check out what you need, and they will take care of it for you. They are outstanding. Order by March 31st. Zero interest up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Now's the time to get some of that kind of stuff done.
Yeah, before, you know, because you want to have nice windows to open when the nice spring breezes and summer breezes come through.
Absolutely.
You know, instead of wrestling with your old crappy windows and having to wash all those windows because they're out of date. And
okay, I have got a text here. I make sure this is a text, that's not me.
No.
I have a serious man crush on Todd. Eminem is my bleeping hero.
Oh, wow, Todd. Look at that. See, now you have a fan.
Yeah.
His
name is Todd, by the way, so you know.
Oh,
the texter is really,
I got to tell you something. I was asked, I know an embarrassing moment in my lifetime.
Sure.
Absolutely. I'd like to know what embarrasses you.
I was on a treadmill at a workout facility.
That's enough.
Right. Okay.
That's embarrassing.
Okay,
right,
good story, Mino. I can see that. Totally understand.
John on a treadmill.
I was wondering what would embarrass you, but that's it. Yeah, I was on a treadmill.
Sorry.
At a health club. And I had my little iPod thing. And I listened to a lot of Eminem. Okay?
Gotcha.
And I was listening to his song with, it's not Snoop Dogg, but somebody like that. And there she goes, shaking that bleep on the floor, bumping and grinding. And it's really bad. It was Nate Dogg. Nate Dogg and Eminem.
Okay.
It's a very terrible song.
Okay.
Shake That.
Shake That, yes.
Like naughty song?
Yes. Just,
okay,
yes.
Got it.
Well, people would even admit this. If somebody uses my headphones after I've been, they're like, oh my God, that's so loud. Why is it so? I don't know if I'm hard of hearing or something.
Probably.
But I keep everything really, really loud. And I actually had some.
It's to cover up the voices in your head.
Yes. And the person that came and tapped me says, could you turn your music down? The lady's complaining next to you.
So they knew all could hear that you were listening to that.
Yeah, she wasn't wearing headphones. And it was like, there you go.
So she's looking at you like.
Exactly. And it's a really.
Isn't that John Mino? God, he's disgusting. Listen to that.
But here's the part, though. It was the most perfect beat to run to. You know, they say there are certain songs that are, I mean, you can go through Runner's World or these magazines and they will talk about.
Well, that's
pace.
Why they have lists all over the internet for certain activities that you're doing.
Honest to God. And that's the reason I did it, is because it was such a rhythm thing.
Oh, I know. It had nothing to do with the lyrics.
No. I mean,
it could have been, you know.
But it was unbelievable.
Unicorns and flowers they were singing about.
Oh, it's just like right in step. You know, just like in the Army or the Marines, that, you know, they do those
march.
You know, they do those march things, you know, right to that
it's
rhythm.
It's the cadence.
The cadence. That's the word I'm looking for. It was the cadence. Yes.
Here's some of the lyrics. You want them?
Oh, boy.
Get buzzed, get drunk, get crunk, get blanked up, hit the strip club.
Yeah.
Don't forget ones. Get your blank rubbed, get blanked.
Yeah, well, I probably would be a little offended if I was next to you and was hearing that.
No, that's real music there.
Yeah, that is. That's some hardcore writing. That takes some imagination to write those
lyrics.
Yeah,
that was naughty. But anyway, but like I said, it was perfect rhythm.
Yep. It's all about the rhythm.
Well, you know what? I actually had a guy give me one time. He put together for my iPod because I didn't know how to put anything on an iPod, so I just had friends do it for me.
Yep.
And he put in some military cadence type things like that. And I'm telling you, when you're running and you're just going to...
You just need that steady
And you just
beat.
Have it in the background. You're not even hardly listening, but it just puts you in that rhythm type thing. Any other people out there, and I don't run anymore now. I've got an artificial hip. But by the way, if I die, I'm donating my hip. I'm a,
really?
I'm
can a, I have or, it?
Yes.
No. What are you going to use it for?
I need one too. A couple of them.
Yeah, yeah. You put it on the mantle or something.
John's hip.
Because they just throw those things away. I mean, my son works for a...
Why can't they recycle that stuff?
I want to be the first one to recycle. I want to be the first. I'm saving somebody's hip by donating my artificial hip.
There,
yes.
It could be a thing.
Absolutely.
You've got
why not?
Two things now.
What's the other
recycling
one?
Artificial hips and building the
yeah, the
prairie
shelters.
Dog
yes.
shelter.
Oh, I like that. Prairie dog
the prairie
shelters.
Dogs.
I like that. That's see, you got to be my marketing person.
Okay.
You got to help me with that.
Absolutely.
Yes. What other songs? Have you ever had that when you work out and you have a song that just, it's like, I want this song and that gets you in the groove?
Yeah, if I worked out, I would, but
okay.
Yeah.
But you used to be a big runner.
Yeah.
And
well,
biker,
I did run and bike. Yep.
Yeah.
I still walk a lot. I do a lot of walking, a little bit of strength training.
But... I mean, you're the exact same size as you were 30 years ago.
Aren't probably.
You? I mean, weight-wise, you're the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you think I'm heavier?
I think
lighter?
I have good... So, what
okay,
are we talking about?
Here. Yeah. Yeah, boy, that M&M. Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
You look fine, John.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
You do. You haven't changed much at all.
Because, yeah, okay. So,
much.
You know what? The accent on much. You know the thing is, though, too? It's like, I love country music, but it's the worst music in the world to work out to.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't work.
It just doesn't work.
No, not for that.
No.
Crying in your beer and driving down the road.
Yeah, then it's
good.
Great.
It's good driving
absolutely.
And all that kind of music.
But is not good workout music.
I agree.
Yeah. But, you know, even that with the CPR thing, they said to do it to staying alive. Do
staying
it to that.
Alive.
Exactly.
Staying
that's
alive.
The perfect beat for it. I can't work out without music. Can you? I can't do anything without music. I can walk without music, but I couldn't run without music.
No, you got to have something to keep you going.
You got to have something.
Yep.
You got to have something.
Otherwise, your own thoughts interfere. And
well, not that, but if you're
horrible.
On a treadmill type thing or whatever, and you're just kind of looking at the thing, you know, oh, I burnt up 6 calories in this hour.
Oh, I've only gone a half a mile?
I know.
God.
I know. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do a lot of biking this summer.
Me too.
Are you?
Yep.
Seriously?
If I get an electric one.
Julie's got
I
one
really
of those.
I really want to get one.
I know.
And I need to go to one of these bike shops and actually ride one to see if I
okay.
even like it. Or if I, but I really, because I do have a bad
You see a lot
leg.
Of them now. Holy cow, they're all over the place.
I don't do well with hills and that kind of stuff anymore, so it keeps me from biking as much as I'd like to. So I'd really like to get one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because I want to do, this is my summer of biking.
Good.
Yes.
It's going to be nice and hot and muggy. So
I know.
Walking is hard when it's like that. So biking, you at least get a breeze while you're pedaling.
You know what I want to do? I'm going to bring back the look of 1976.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a statement.
Yeah, I am. Where they have, remember, that's when.
The bike shorts.
You ever see the movie Dazed and Confused? And that was
I
set
did
in
not
that. You never
that.
Saw that?
No.
No, not
you,
like
you know,
high
guys
school girls.
Are, this is the biggest difference between men and women overall as a general statement besides the obvious.
Okay.
Men always can remember everything about movies. And there are some women, too, that are good at it. But all my life in radio, that's one thing I've been amazed about is that men can recite lines from every movie ever made.
I don't know why that is.
What is that?
I don't know. I
but
don't
it's
know.
Amazing.
I don't know.
It's a useless thing, but it's amazing.
I know. Did you see the t-shirt that our boy Cowboy Dave gave me? You got to see this.
Let me look.
This is cool. This is one of the coolest things anybody has ever given me.
I speak, fluent movie quotes. Yes, that is an awesome t-shirt.
But anyway, remember the old coach's shorts? They would come up kind of high and they're like polyester and halfway down their knees.
Yeah.
Because I think they're kind of thinning. They gave you a thinning effect. So I'm going to, what I'm going to wear.
Slimming effect.
It's going to be 1976 all over again. I'm going to wear those kind of those coaching shorts.
Okay.
And the cutoff t-shirts that we used to
have. Yeah. Actually, those are back in
I know
for
they are.
Some people.
I know they are. That's what
Jim, Jim. John Dean.
No, 7:29
in the morning.
7:29.
Nobody wants to see that, Johnny.
Coach's shorts.
Johnny, nobody wants to see
high
that.
High socks. and the cutoff t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm doing for our summer bash here.
Yep. I don't feel very good.
When we come back, Carol Hammerly, the queen, king, whatever you want to call it, of Green Bay basketball.
Yes.
She put it on the map.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association's got a hot list of bulls they'll be selling the front part of April. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Alan Art is not only a beef producer himself in Janesville, he's also president of the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association's board, and he said the bull selection this year reflects what hot breeds we've got in Wisconsin and across the countryside.
We give time and effort into trying to get quality bulls in there. There was a time when there were, boy, three pens of pulled Hereford bulls, and then the demand for those went kind of soft, and we've actually got a pulled Hereford bull back in the sale again this year, and had one last year as well. So we've got a Charlet, we've got a Limflex. The majority are Angus, Red Angus, and Simmental-influenced or Simmental bulls, but we get all kinds of bulls from whoever wants to nominate them.
Alan Arndt, president of the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association. They're having their 67th annual performance bull sale Saturday, April 6th at the UW-Platteville Pioneer Prairie Farm. But they do have an online option at dvauction.com. You can also find all the data about those bulls at wisconsinbeef.com. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Monday a little bit mixed. I've got numbers next.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Friday was a soft day for dairy products. Barrel cheese dropped 4.5 cents to 142.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 0.5 cents, 139.25. AA butter dropped another penny and a quarter to 280.75 per pound. This morning, we've got April Class 3 milk currently up a dime at 15.67. The May milk is up 8 at 16.24. December new crop corn's unchanged at 4.75. November new crop beans down a penny at 11.86, while July wheat's up 6 right now at $5.75 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand, rolling into a Monday trade session. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We could get an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tomorrow into tomorrow night. 46 today, little breezy with a southeast wind gusting to near 30. More rain could be heavy at times tonight, low of 44. Tomorrow cloudy, rain 57 with rain changing to a little light snow by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort. A bike and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. So I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd Alba
here.
Going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor with the Mayor in Riviera Maya right now. Kathy Larkin very capably filling in today, and we've got a very special guest. Go describe this lady, Kath.
Oh, wow. How could you describe her? She's awesome. She's terrific. She's a groundbreaker. She's history. She's, wow.
Yeah.
She was one of the best coaches ever in Green Bay history.
I consider her an Italian Youper.
Yes, I know. You love that part.
Which is my highest level.
You love
that
part.
I can go. Yes.
And she still is as humble pie as ever, and she is the one and only Coach Carol Hammerly. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. I think the best part I liked was the Italian Youper.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, those are few and far between, I'm sure.
Although, Carol, you know what? I've always wanted to do this. I've always wanted to just one time call you Connie. Do you want to know why?
I do.
No, sure.
I'll tell you why. Because when you were inducted to the UWGB Hall of Fame, and I read your big bio and the whole thing, and I was the host of the whole thing. Remember that? Uh-oh. I was the MC.
Uh-huh.
And you give your speech, and also I want to thank you, Joe, for the nice thing. And you walk back to your thing. You called me Joe instead of John.
Oh, see, and John never forgets that kind of stuff, Connie.
And at the time, because I remember you got back to your table, and everyone's like, what? And you're like, what? And you put your hands here, like, no, I meant John.
Well, she was under a lot of duress, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carol, it's such an honor to have you here. And, you know, we're talking basketball. Of course, Green Bay women got knocked off by a pretty formidable Tennessee team. And Kathy and I were just talking. It's like, you know, what's the level of women's basketball? These young women are so big. They're so athletic. They can shoot like crazy. From the days that you started, and you and I were in the UP at basically the same time when this sport was starting out, is it incredible what has happened with this sport in that time span?
It really is. It's just amazing. I mean, you know, first of all, the size of the women playing now, you know, I think, you know, at the time, I think the biggest center I had was Kim Wood at about 6'4".
Yep.
And you look at some of them now and then their athleticism.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much the demise, you know, with Green Bay against Tennessee.
Yep.
I mean, they were so big and they were so athletic. I mean, you know, it just altered so many of our shots.
Yeah.
It was a tough one.
Just think if you were in the huddle now, Carol, trying to talk to those, and when your guards are all like 6'2 and 6'3, you'd probably have to have neck surgery after looking up at them so often.
It's incredible.
I think I'd make him sit down.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you're the coach. Sit down.
Nice. Carol, we're talking to Kevin Borseth a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about when he started at, I think it was Gogebic Community College in the UP, and he would literally go to track meets just to find athletic girls and then work on their basketball skills. But he just wanted something to start with versus now these feeder programs starting when they're like third, fourth grade. Pretty incredible, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you know, it's all about opportunity. And there is just so much out there for girls and women. And, you know, I can still remember when I started the program at Green Bay, 12 players, I think, I want to say maybe out of the 12, 4 had played basketball in high school.
Unreal.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
God, Carol, how did you do that? I'm even more amazed now.
I know, right?
Well, I'll tell you, I really changed my my lesson plan for that day because, you know, I was fortunate. You know, I was at Northern Michigan coaching a JV program, and pretty much everybody there had been playing basketball. And so when I started here at Green Bay, I was a little surprised as well.
Wow.
Carol, what do you think has been the biggest change? I mean, obviously the athleticism, the size, but what there has to be some place over the last 30 or 40 years, wherever before you put it, that really made a big difference. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how do we go? Because it almost, that time span, it almost doesn't seem like evolution is the only thing. There has to be something that sparked it. Do you have any idea what that was that really all of a sudden women's basketball became a very, very cool thing that all these girls all of a sudden wanted to play?
Well, I really think it was all about opportunity. I think Title IX.
Okay.
John.
Yeah. Yep.
Or is it Joe? I can't remember.
Yeah, that's all right, Connie.
No, John. No, Title IX really is the impetus to what has happened with women in sports. And there's just a whole lot more opportunity, AAU programs, schools. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing what's out there for girls and women right now.
And so it should be, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's sad that we have to say that it's amazing in 2024 that we even have the conversation, but it's the reality, and that's the way it is.
Well, like I was saying, in 1975, when I was in high school,
there was
Nagani girls basketball team came out in their, like, you know, gym uniforms to play a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And now they have, you know, now they get contracts and the, what's it called? The
NIL
is a thing.
I think it's awesome.
Well, I wanted to ask Carol what, you know, everybody's talking about her, but Caitlin Clark, wouldn't you have loved to have an Iowa girl come into your program like that, huh?
Isn't she just amazing?
Oh. Amazing.
You know, what I think probably the thing that's very noticeable for me is, you know, so many of the people around here, especially last year, like my neighbors and whatnot, you know, a couple of the guys, you know, they come over here and they'd say, "Oh my gosh, do you believe that Caitlin Clark? I got to go back home and watch her play today."
Yep.
And I got to let my wife know.
Yep.
And all of a sudden you've got all these guys that jumped on board last year.
Yes.
And you know, the amount of money, that the NCAA was able to, you know,
generate
of her. And then every venue that she played in sold out.
Yeah. It's amazing. You know what?
It's must see TV tonight. I'm watching 7 o'clock.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, Carol, the other thing I noticed is I think Caitlin Clark has really influenced. One thing I noticed about women's basketball is the passing. Some of the passes and assists and stuff that have gotten so much more finessed. And I think a lot of it comes from Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Yeah. She's probably got some of the best no-look passes I've ever seen.
Ever. Hey, Carol, you know what
you're not even sure where the ball's going.
You know,
but her teammates know.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it's so cool. I mean, I still like it that, okay, they got hit pretty hard by Tennessee, but I still like seeing UW Green Bay versus Tennessee. I mean, that's a big time thing.
Yes.
I remember sitting with you guys, Carol, I don't know what year this would be, and you guys got the bid and you guys were going to play Stanford, which had a phenomenal team. And instead of anybody being like, Stanford,
no.
It's like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's, I still remember that sitting in somebody's living room, Carol, and we were, you know, we're taping it for the news or whatever like that. And it's like, there was such a joy for these girls, it's like they didn't care if they were playing Stanford.
Right.
They just love the fact
you want to play the best when you're
like,
an
you know
athlete.
What? Here we are, shoulder to shoulder with Stanford.
Yep.
And that's when that first really started. I think in those days, Carol, it kind of took you guys from, you know, being where you were, NAIA or whatever division you want to call, and then you know what? We play with the big people. We're D1, damn it. We're taking on Stanford. Do you remember those days, those early days when you first got those bids?
Well, that was our very first NCAA bid.
Yeah.
You know, because we had just gone. I think we went Division I. I want to say, was it 87, 88? I'm not even completely sure.
Somewhere
on
in
that,
there.
But,
yeah. Somewhere in there.
Yeah. But I still remember, you know, when they announced that we were playing Stanford, Erin Evers. She was a co-captain.
Governor Evers' daughter.
4.0.
Really?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I did not know that.
And she was. Yeah, she was 4.0 student, And when they announced Stanford, she sat there and she went, "Where's Stanford?"
That's good.
I will never forget.
Obviously. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's beautiful. Hey, Carol, what was it like for you recruiting back in those days when you're starting to get a, trying to get a program started? And, you know, right now, girls basketball around here is pretty phenomenal.
It really is.
It wasn't quite there at that time. How did you recruit? What was your method for recruiting? And what did you sell the girls on coming to Green Bay?
Well, you know, probably the Green Bay way.
Yeah.
And really, we really concentrated on small towns with, you know, big stars. And, you know, you think of like Sarah Meyer, Lena,
yeah.
Donna Gunville, you know, Norway or Niagara.
Niagara.
So places like that, the small towns that had these really big, talented players, and we got them to buy into the program because of the work ethic. And
it was
probably the biggest difficulty at the time was, you know, was our facility.
Yeah.
And
the gym.
Look at how that's changed.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny. One of the reasons I thought that was because, you know, obviously when I was doing the GB games, you're going on the road. And I almost felt like I wish Green Bay basketball fans could come on the road for 1 year and see the facilities these other schools have that they're recruiting against. And this was before the Resch Center and even before the Crest and all those kind of things. It's like, it's such. And I remember one time after a game out at the old gym, and I forget what team it was, and the girls were like, "Do they have a campus? Isn't there? Where's the campus?" I thought we were on campus. And they weren't making fun of it. They were just like,
serious.
Is there not a campus here?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way it was. And it's like, that's what I mean. If you're being recruited by some of those other schools versus there, you guys had one hand behind your back. And that was that way for a long time, wasn't it?
It was. And that there was always the issue of trying to get the door in the gym open to make it more of a Division I atmosphere.
Yeah.
That was always the other challenge at the time.
Yes.
And again, you know, you look at the facility now, and especially, and I get to watch Green Bay on TV, which is awesome now.
Yes.
With all the streaming, all the games that are available. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I just look at that facility and like, wow.
That's awesome.
Well, we used to rock that gym in the old days.
Oh,
though.
No question.
I mean,
it
was always packed, which was a great part because there was a huge home court advantage at that time.
You know,
and now there still is because the Crest is just as nice. But
that's actually a really great point, Kath, because, you know, we were talking about the NCAA tournaments. You know, Carol, I'm a firm believer in men or women. You know, if you go play at like a Kentucky, just for the lack. You're not going to win at their place in a regular season game. You're just not going to. They'll have 20,000 people. The refs will be on their side. Whatever. Okay? But you take a neutral court where both teams have to travel. They only bring a limited number of fans, of course, to those games. It's a lot more competitive game than people will realize being on a neutral court without the big fan base, isn't it?
It really is. I've always felt like, you know, home court advantage is about 10 points.
Yep. Did you?
And it definitely was at Green Bay compared to some of the other facilities that they played in. So, yes.
Well, that's the thing, because I remember sometimes there'd be the women's game before the men's game, and in like a Cleveland State, which is playing at this big convocation center, and they'd only have like a couple hundred fans, so they didn't have that home court advantage. Then Cleveland State comes up to Green Bay in the old Cracker Box, and the people are right on top of them.
Yep.
That definitely was an advantage for you, wasn't it?
It was. And then we always had a phenomenal announcer for our game. And I don't know if Kathy has shared any of this with you, but she used to be our announcer at our games. And one of the was a conference championship. There was this bad call. You remember this, Kat?
Kinda.
And you almost got us a technical.
No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's totally embarrassing.
Oh.
I used to get a little involved.
Oh,
Kathy,
man.
Going off about some sporting events somehow.
I can't
right?
believe right? this.
My goodness.
I actually got reprimanded by the conference one time, too.
I'm sure you did.
I did, because I gave the choke call to the ref one time. And he happened to be looking at me at the exact same time. Carol, could you stick around through the break? There's still some more we want to talk to you about. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Carol Hammerly, live from Tucson. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Save big money right now at Menards. Always give your pet the best with Merrick grain-free dog food. It's made with real ingredients from right here in the U.S. to provide your pet with a balanced nutrition. Real meat is the first ingredient, and the recipe is specially balanced with protein, healthy fat, and fresh produce. Save big money and pick up a 22-pound bag for $76.98. Price is good through December 3rd.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the mayor in Riviera Maya, Kathy Larkin, capably filling in and very honored to have...
Capable. I'm not sure if I'm liking that word.
No.
It sounds kind of like average.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's good. Hey, after what you said, after a couple of shots that I've gotten from you, I'm still way behind.
All right.
Carol Hammerly, the person that get it all going with UW Green Bay women's basketball, joining us. How's Tucson, Carol? I used to work at Channel 13 KOLD TV in Tucson. That's a fun town.
It is. It is. I just love it here. I can't tell you how much I enjoy this place. You know, you're able to get outside even in the winter time. And we do a lot of activity, especially a lot of pickleball. Matter of fact, that's become my new basketball is pickleball. A team that I'm at coaching, a 4.0 women's team. We just won regionals. And
well,
we're
congrats.
Going to the state tournament. Yeah, April 6th.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's very awesome.
I know Sue Bodilli is a huge, from the old days, is a huge pickleball player, too. So I'm sure that you guys love talking pickleball.
You know what? That's another person, like you mentioned, Carol, as far as these small town girls that bought into the program. Sue was definitely one of those people, wasn't she?
She was. Yep. Southern Door. And then her nemesis was Jeannie Barta.
Yep.
Jeannie Barta Stengel.
Yep.
So
and
she's still
both.
Tall, and, too. Yeah, Jeannie she is. She's still tall.
She is. Yes.
She is. Yes. Yes, she is.
Carol, yeah.
And the irony was they hated each other so much, they almost didn't come to Green Bay.
Wow. Because each other was coming.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I did not know that. Well, where did Jeannie play? I can't remember.
Algoma.
Algoma. Southern Door and Algoma hate each other.
Oh, yeah.
Still do. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's
little
cool.
Rivalry there.
Oh, that's awesome. Carol, what was it like at your Northern Michigan days?
We had a varsity program and then a JV program. So I ended up coaching the JV program. This was during when I was working on my master's. When I was actually going to school, there was no women's basketball program. It started the year that I graduated, but I played field hockey instead, which was my passion. And I had a hard time getting field hockey going until I got basketball going. And once I convinced everybody that those 12 basketball players that to get in shape, they needed to play field hockey, it just all rolled into place.
Ah, so, that was clever.
That was very clever.
You sneaky Italians.
What, I know, right? Speaking of Italians, was Tommy Izzo or Mariucci there when you were there?
They were, yes. They were the same. Yeah, we were in the same year, yeah.
Wow.
So yeah. Izzo, he was a point guard for Glenn Brown.
Yes.
He was a coach there at the time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Glenn Brown was legendary.
Yes, yes.
Great coach.
Yeah.
Great coach. So were you there when they won the national championship in football?
No, I honestly don't remember that.
I want to say it was 76.
I could have been.
Okay.
I was, I got to think about this. 60, what was I? 66 to 70, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Did you, Carol, when you were getting into women's sports, and obviously you don't have the facilities, you didn't have the backing, you didn't have whatever. If somebody had said, hey, in 2024, this is the way it's going to be, would you have ever believed them? Or did you have that dream of, yeah, we're going to keep working on this and we're going to make that happen?
Okay, I'm not completely following you on this dream.
Well, what I mean is, did you, like, would that just be, you know, if you look forward for these beautiful facilities now and how it is, did you think that was going to happen? Or did you just think to yourself, you know what, we're just going to grind it and grind it and grind it and see what happens? What was your biggest dream for women's sports down the road?
You know, at the time when I started at Green Bay, I did not realize the impact of Title IX.
Okay.
And that was 1972. After the fact, reflecting, I mean, that was the whole impetus in them hiring me to begin with. Because remember at the time, I mean, they had Dave Buss. He was the big soccer coach, and Aldo Santaga with soccer. So they had two big men's sports and nothing for women.
And no women coaches.
No.
Not many at all in those days.
And really, soccer was almost their number one sport versus basketball for the guys.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. And again, I think so much was because of facilities.
Right. Right. But they had the right guy in Aldo out there as well. You know, so I will say this, Green Bay.
Oh, my gosh.
Green Bay, you got to think about this. Yourself for women's basketball, Aldo for soccer, Dave Buss was a heck of a coach for
Bennett.
Well, then, or Dick Bennett.
Dick Bennett.
But I mean, they've done a pretty good job of getting some coaches at UW Green Bay, haven't they?
They have. They have. And, you know, it really is a phenomenal place, you know, to coach. And a lot of it has to do with the Chancellor, Ed Widener.
Yeah.
He was, I'm telling you, bar none, he was probably one of the best leaders.
Yep.
Every year we would finish the season, he would call me up and he would say, Carol, what do you need for next year?
Wow.
And I, bar none, he was just a great man and really had a lot to do with the success of Green Bay and where it is today.
Wow. Wow. Well, Carol, I'm going to just thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know how dang early it is out there, and I was a little worried about that, but I'm sure you were up doing your pickleball warm-ups anyway, getting the wrists loosened up, kitchen, like, bang back.
I will say this. There is no place that I've ever been in the United States that is more beautiful in the really early mornings than Tucson, Arizona.
It's nice sunrises, I bet.
Isn't that true, Carol?
It is. And, you know, by the summertime, you know, 5:30 in the morning, I sit out on the sun porch and the sun is up and it's just gorgeous by that time. But we're not quite there yet. It's still a little dark out there.
But it's a beautiful place to be. I hope to retire to Tucson someday. I really do.
Well, that hopefully, Carol, you won't still be living there then.
Look me up, John.
Recruit me for your pickleball team.
I will.
That was a hesitation.
I'd love to play against you a little bit.
Yeah, well, I got a bad hip. You know what I'd serve for you know what I'd serve the team for a pregame meal?
What?
Polenta.
I was hoping you were going to say that. Polenta tarania.
Yes, or polenta bacala. Absolutely.
And Merlot.
And Merlot. Carol Hamerly, what an honor and a treat to have you on. Thank
Love you,
you
Carol.
So much. And thank you for all you've done for sports around Northeast Wisconsin.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you.
Good luck in your tournament.
Absolutely.
Thank you, yes.
Take care, Carol.
Bye-bye.
Carol Hamerly, what a treat that was. Awesome. Nice job at hooking that up. Thanks, Kath.
No problem.
We'll get set a quick break. We come back, folks. Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee Roasters. Stay with us. But there's no reply.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Monday on Matt Mayer On Air, we talk school board elections and the good, the bad, and please make it stop. Don't miss it.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.